Phone Boy Speaks, episode 875, Mother's Day 2015.
It's Mother's Day in the United States, and what we typically do for Mother's Day is that mommy stays home and does whatever mommy wants to without the kids or the husband, in the case of me. So I take the kids somewhere, which is getting easier or different, I guess, as the kids get older. But that's what we do. But anyway, this is about Mother's Day. And so I really don't have much to say about it. I actually did a podcast, episode 146, which I'm actually going to, include in this podcast.
Mother's Day, at least in the United States, according to the Book of Knowledge, i.e. Wikipedia, was first celebrated in 1908 when a woman named Anna Jarvis held a memorial for her mother. She made a campaign to say, well, we should honor Mother's Day and have it as a holiday in the United States. You know, she managed to get it going in 1914. And then apparently by the 1920s, she was already disgusted with the commercialization of Mother's Day. That's probably what keeps Mother's Day going, honestly. It's a bonanza for the phone companies. I mean, I remember that the phone companies said that their busiest day was Mother's Day, everybody calling their mom. I don't know if that's still the case or not. And it's not a uniquely American phenomenon, though. Other countries have sort of taken the way that Mother's Day is done here. In the U.S., it's done on the second Sunday in May, but in other countries, it might be around other holidays that they already had or other sort of celebration. So it is celebrated throughout the world, but I do find it interesting that the person who founded it, within a few years, got disgusted at the commercialization of it. I mean, that isn't to say that Mother's Day is bad. I think the intent is correct, but there's so much advertisement and flowers and everything. You know, the whole sort of industries kept it going. And a lot of holidays are unfortunately like that. They're kept going, perpetuated by commerce that makes they keep pushing, oh, well, you need to get something for, XYZ holiday. So it's not just Mother's Day, right? That's a bogative holiday. There's actually a lot of bogative holidays. There's nothing wrong with honoring your mother or the mother of your children or however you wish to celebrate Mother's Day, but just realize that it wasn't intended to be this way, and it didn't take very long before it became a more bogative holiday than a real holiday. So happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.